everybody. Welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host. It's your girl, Shanice, coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 300. And today's topic is BMF Season 3, Episode 3, Episode 303, titled Sanctuary. And the description reads, Jack the Rapper weekend turns into chaos when Meech, Glock, the MKs, and the Red Dogs collide. Meech is determined to foster BMF in Atlanta, starting by purchasing a home with the help of his father. So y'all already know how we do. We're about to get into it. We're about to break it down. We're about to dissect it scene by scene like we do over here on this platform. After that, I will play the trailer for next week's episode and a sleeper in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the pod, Father Joey. As always, if you need to get in touch with me, that's meaning for recap requests, with that being a TV show, movie, docuseries, or if you have any businesses, brands, or music that you're working on, if you want to share that with me so I can shout it out, promote it, show some love to you. Everything is free of charge. I love whom loves me, and I love to spread love back and to support who supports me. So if you have anything that you're working on, please let me know so I can shout you out and just support you. And if you have any recap requests, make sure you let your girl know. My Facebook is Alicia Shanice. Instagram is Alicia Shanice Reviews. Email is aliciashanicereviews13@gmail.com. You can inbox, DM, or email me. Or even if you just want to say what's up, that's cool too. If you listen to the podcast on Spotify, can you please hit the follow button? It helps me out in tremendous ways. And if you are on Spotify listening to the podcast, check out my music playlist. Type in Shanice Loves. One playlist will populate. Click on the picture profile. It takes you to the rest. And I have every genre because your girl got some long range music ears. So, also, this weekend I will be dropping chapter 8 of my book, the audio version, The Tale of the Park Hill Crew. You can cop my book on Amazon. It is available in ebook and paperback form. If you purchase the ebook, it is downloaded instantly and it's running a sale to where if you have Kindle, you get that for free. So if get it off the ebook, or if you want that paperback form, you order it, it will be to your house. It'll be shipped directly from Amazon within a few days. And we do audio on Sundays. And then I have music for my book, and that is by Savage Life. Shout out to Savage Life. So my book is called The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. So support, support, support. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. I need that. I need that. I need that support. And please leave a review on Amazon. It helps me out. Come on, y'all. Also, a few Greenlight Gang announcements, because y'all know I am an honorary member of the Greenlight Gang. They did announce that Power Book 2 Ghost Season 4 will be its final season. My jaw dropped when I heard that, because I'm like, that's so weird. They have the highest ratings out of the universe, you know, from the spinoffs, and that's the most popular one, so I'm so surprised that they are getting rid of it, but it will be a two-part series for like the finale. So one is starting, it's part one will be in June and the other one will be in September. Michael Rainey Jr. was on Instagram yesterday and he said he was just as shocked as us. I don't know what they're doing. I bet it'll go out with the banger, but I'm just surprised. I know they said it was due to budget, but who knows what goes on behind the scenes. And you never know, you know, Force did get picked up, so it's a possibility that we could see some of them on Force in Chicago. But Michael Rainey Jr. did say him and Gianni, they have a couple things in store that they're working on together, and this will not be the last time we see them on the big screen together. So, you know, I know Fifth knows what he's doing, but I know he always has, you know, behind the scenes issues with stars. But we'll talk more about that when we get more information. But I did want to announce, because I know for my listeners, I know y'all love Power Book 2 Ghost. I love it too. Raising Kanan is my favorite. but I'm surprised that they're getting rid of it. I remember when it came out, Courtney Kemp was saying they definitely had 4 years of, you know, being in college to talk about. But I think they could have, they're so young and, you know, fresh in the game. I think that they could have went more seasons. But, you know, it's just so much that goes on behind making shows and with money and everything. But I'm surprised because that's the one that has the highest ratings. Also, 50 Cent did announce that we have a new Power Book joining the universe, and that is the Power Book origin story of a young Ghost and Tommy. So we're getting that. I don't think any of us asked for that, but it might be good. I just think it's going to intertwine with Raising Kanan, you know, because we got Raising Kanan and we haven't even been introduced to Ghost and Tommy yet. So I don't want to skip too far ahead and, you know, see two Kanans. You know, it's just, it's a lot, but we're going to support it anyway because we support everything 50 Cent over here and we are Green Light Gang members. So they did announce that. I don't know how far along that's going to come along. Also, we do still have the other Snowfall spinoff that will be coming as well. There, that was, you know, an early production last year where it's going to be a spinoff with Wanda in 90s and hip hop. So we got some things coming and I'm still waiting for Bel-Air to come back as well. But I bet you with Ghost and Tommy, the little teenagers, we're going to see a lot of Ghost and Angie in love and, you know, all that other stuff. But we're going to support it, right? Even if we got to complain. This episode of BMF, it was good. It was good. I had some strong moments and then I seen some kind of cringy, cheesy moments. We're going to talk about it. I have some characters that really just save the show. And then I have some characters in my mind that kind of just makes me just cringe and I hate their characters. We'll talk about it. But it was a solid episode. We're definitely going to break it down. We're going to talk about it scene by scene. So get comfortable and let's get into the show and let's talk BMF.
One mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Shanice, and I'm just coming in to check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy. As I always say, life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit T Booked It. TBBOOKEDIT. Follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at tbbookedit@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know, your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
Name is Shanice, and she's the one. Her name is Shanice, and she's the one.
At least you can wish me luck.
Oh, what happened to wishing a nigga luck, huh? I could clearly people snake through these Cartier bucks. I was the nigga in the cut that they had, I won't be nothing. I just wanted to plan the streets and force my hand. I had to do something with that. These people with me around like double that mafia family. I can't have faces in my circle. Y'all real murders around me. Change changing kicks in my trap, break down a brick and Charlie. I put my brother in some baggage, get a wrist to auntie. You ain't mobile, bring your ticket, don't insert your license.
Holler at me, man. At least you can wish me. I really need to stay. hard to tell a snake. One more flip and I'm straight. At least you can wish me love.
These ain't that good. These niggas is ready. They told me what's going on. That's how they know what's happening. Nobody with the top down. Trunk full of Yola. Get up from the cubicle. I'm who that Coca-Cola. 1,000 grams of Purito. I'm fucking with the weirdos. It's the only way to pain. Vein and dope in their vein. Sure that Brian Christmas ain't coming. The box locked up. When it hurts the worst, the days find out she knocked up. Welfare ain't ours. When the feds come knocking, it's all fucked up. So wish me luck.
Wish me luck on the way.
This big means from the richest black motherfucking gang in the world. My nigga Blue always say, there's only two things a nigga can do for you. You only got time or money. You can't have both. Nigga with money don't have no time. Nigga with time don't have no money. You only got two choices. So when you look over here or anywhere else, remember you got two choices. Either want time or money. And we don't got a lot of time around here. But time is money.
All right, y'all. So the episode opens up. The story you're about to see is loosely based on true. Some of the names, characters, businesses, and events have been fictionalized for dramatic purposes, but a lot of this shit may have actually happened. Then we get a scene from Big Meech and we see a nice picture of him and his pops. Says my pop was more of a gospel man, but he loved Marvin Gaye. And I did too. I love Prince and Michael Jackson's music, and that made him take time to listen. And I like and like their music too. Demetrius Big Meech Flannery. I thought this episode was solid. Got a couple complaints. Not too many though. Just a couple. Just a few. It opens with the back in the day scene, and we see Charles teaching a young Meech that, you know, about music, and that was the things that I particularly did like about this episode, was it showed that father and son moment with Meech and his father, because since the series started, it's been more of them at each other's throats and him more favoring Terry over Meech. So I really did appreciate this episode because we got to see more of a father and son relationship and bond between Meech and his father. So it goes to the present day of the show and we see Meech Spot gets hit. And Stack comes out stumbling, and I just don't trust Stack, so I didn't know if it was a setup the way how he came tumbling out the goddamn house, and the dudes just ran out like it was just set up to run out when Meech was coming to the house. So at that point, I didn't know if it was a setup, but since they showed us Stacks, I haven't trusted him. You can see he ain't feeling Meech. You can see he got animosity towards Meech. It might be a little jealousy there because he coming out trying to take over their city. He got the gift of gab. He got the money. He got the, you know, his connect back. So I just don't trust that. So I'm thinking we can add him to the watch list along with Greeny and the MKs and everybody else. Now, it opens up and we start getting the show is when the strip club Platinum Palace, when Meech goes in there and he checks Angel about setting him up, because he like, you know, as soon as you gave me that information when I went there, I got rolled down on. And she, you know, denies it. She like, why would I even do that? I ain't tell nobody nothing. And, you know, I'm busy. This Jack the Rapper weekend. So, you know, big things is popping and all the hustlers about to be out. And this is the Black Music Convention. So, you know, Meech like, hold on, what's this about? And Greeny Shiesty ass come over there talking to him, and he tells him about, you know, the big event. Now we go back to 313, Detroit, and we see Roland is missing in action because he just had a baby. And the rest of the crew is telling Terry how everybody is dropping out of their crew and going to work with old girl Henry, weird ass. Now, like Terry is finding out all this information about how he losing crew because don't nobody want to work for him. They rather work for, you know, he don't run things like Meech did. And they used to, you know, hustling for Meech and dealing with him. Markeisha Thirsty, annoying ass, calls him and she calls him to come running over. And he stands his ground for about a minute and hangs up on her. And I have like two characters in this series who gets on my nerves, and Markeisha is definitely one of them. Now, her character is not irrelevant. It's not a relevant character because this lady is based off Tanessa Welch. She was with Terry for a long time. Hell, they might even still be together. So she was very much around, and she is very important to the story on Terry's side. But the character in the show is annoying. And I ain't feeling Lala playing her. She's an unlikable character. And we just seen her in Power as Lakeisha. By the time it got to season 5, I couldn't stand Lakeisha. And it's just, you know, she was annoying in Power towards the end. And now she annoying me in here. And to be honest, y'all, if I'm just going to be honest, I'm not feeling Lala's portrayal as this girl. I really like LaWanda's character. I think the actor really brings that baby mama, that young, that in love, that naiveness. She brings it to life. But Lala just not doing it for me in here. And I'm just not feeling her character. But it's not an irrelevant character because she was very much around. And we know she ain't going nowhere. So we get to the next scene and we go back to the A. And Meech meets up with his crew about his spot getting robbed. And he got the whole crew there. We even see Lil Baby there, another celebrity. And it's just like a few things. Like, BMF is really good. Like I told you guys before, I'm not trying to do a lot of complaining. Y'all know no matter what, I'm going to support 50 Cent shows regardless. We support everything 50 Cent over here on this platform, and we are Green Light Gang members. We have made ourselves honorary Green Light Gang members. So I'm just talking about, it's just certain things. BMF, their history, their origin story is so dynamic, and it's a story within the story to where it's like, don't dumb it down and, you know, do it right. And they're adding so many celebrities in here with the 2 Chainz, the Lil Babies, the Sweeties, the Neos. Last time we had Miami. And it's like, well, it's so many actors who just bring out emotions. And some of these people they're putting in here, their celebrity is overshadowing it to me, in my opinion. And, you know, it's kind of coming off a little cheesy, you know. I mean, it got picked up for season 4. It's still early on, and it is getting better and better. Season 1 was solid. Season 2 was solid, except for Lamar being an incredible hawk. But episode 1 of this season, I wasn't feeling. Episode 2 was much better, and this episode was solid. But y'all know who did it for me? Charles. But he's a really good actor, you know, and, you know, Lil Meech has went to acting school. He does okay, but he's not the strongest. So when you don't have a real strong lead, you have to have that global cast behind him who can really pull it. And I appreciate Lil Meech playing his dad because that is amazing. Like I did in NWA, I appreciated Ice Cube's son playing him. He really did a good job. But I think it's just so many of the other ones who were overshadowed to me. But anywho, that's just my little rant. But we get the crew, and Stax, he's there. He's talking shit. He's pissed off. He's, you know, coming off as bitter, disgruntled. And, you know, he basically just pulls out. Pause. But, you know what I'm saying? He pulls out of the crew. Like, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got payback yet. We taking orders from you. Nigga, I'm out. And he, you know, think his crew about to roll out with him, and they like, nah, nigga, Meech pawned his rollies to look out for us. You ain't never did no shit like that. I'm straight. You know, I'm rolling with Meech. So he storms out. So like I said, we definitely got to add him to the watch hater list because he definitely going to be on some other type stuff. I still don't know if that robbery was something he put together, but he storms out, and his crew, they stay with Meech. So we see the whole crew decide to step into the Jack the Rapper event, and Mo's little cousin, she is rolling with them heavy now. Now, Meech decides to get a gated mansion in Decatur, where it's greater, by the way. And it's funny, fun fact, the mansion that he was staying in Decatur actually is not too far away from me. And that's why we got Charles to come down to the A so he could sign the house for the HOA. So that, you know, him getting a new house, that's what brought Charles down there to the A. So he decides, you know, it's time for him to go to a gated community, more his style, and where he don't have to worry about getting ran down on that. So we go back to the D in the next scene. And we see Terry, his peoples, his soldiers, his crew, they are steady dropping out, going over to Henry's because they don't want to hustle for him. They used to dealing with Meech, but he was able to keep his homeboy Diz on. And tell him, you know, to keep it on the up and up, like he's still in good with Henry, so he can find out what her weird ass has going on her side, because, you know, she in the burbs. So then we go to the burbs and we see Brian coming in at Henry's spot and tells her, you know, he's there because he's trying to get a good lawyer for his son and get him protection and get him out eventually. And he tells her about the ambulance. She can do her drops in there because with the ambulance, you can hide in plain sight and cops ain't fucking with, you know, that vehicle. And we seen that in the original Power. Remember, Tommy, he had the old ambulance hustle as well. So Charles shows up in the A, all smiles. And, you know, he meeting everybody down there and him and Meech getting along. He check out Duffy's studio and Charles loves him some music. So he is all smiles for real, for real. We got the Marvin Gaye playing in the background. Charles letting him know what sound like this and what sound like that and what real music sound like. And with Marvin, please believe me, you can never go wrong with Marvin. Never. So we go back to Detroit, and Mama Lucille and her cousin Estelle, they having them a little nasty talk while prepping for a church event. But cousin Estelle like, girl, life is too short, you better get you some. Because I know I did when I kicked Lazy Lee Bird to the curb, and hands her a little teaser of what she can get from Doc. I'm like, these two is just nasty. They just nasty. But, you know, Mama Estelle trying to tell Mama Lucille it's time for her to get her groove back. Charles couldn't keep it in his pants, so it's time for you to get out there and, you know, get your groove back. So they have a nasty talk while prepping for a church event. So, hey, look, Mr. Charlie out of town, so Mama Lucille is about to play. Now, we go into the next scene, and Terry gets the inside of Harrietta's ambulance drops, and they put a plan in motion on how to take the product and run down on the ambulance, because now, while he kept the old boy in there, Diz, he found out the intel of what's going on the inside, so they put a plan in motion, and he put his crew to watch out for the ambulance so he can run down on them. But of course, we got the two detectives, Detective Jan and her new partner, they're on a stakeout because they've been following Terry and his crew, so they follow them when they pull off. So they all meeting in the same location. You got Brian with Henry's crew, and they in the ambulance getting ready to do the transaction. And then we got Terry boys following them with the cops following them. So they all meeting up at the same place. So we get into the next scene. And Meech hits Charles with the real reason he's visiting. And that is to sign for the house with false information. And Charles is like, look, this ain't my style. It's illegal. I already don't approve of what you do, but I respect how hard you go at it. But for some shit like this, I'm going to have to sleep on it. And, you know, for him to react like that, it really wasn't that bad, because he actually has calmed down a lot since he, you know, hit Miss Mabel from the back. You know, back in season one, if Meech would have asked him something like this, Charles would have choked the hell out of him. But we are seeing a more calmer Charles, and I'm enjoying that. And I also enjoyed seeing him in Atlanta just enjoying himself. So we go back to Detroit and the ambulance get rolled down on with the Detective Jen, you know, they right there, like I said before. So Detective Jen get out after they pull up on an ambulance shooting. They have a shootout. Detective Jen gets shot. Brian ends up killing the dude Twan and walking away like Detroit's finest, like he didn't give a fuck. And Detective Jen was just looking, but she ain't say nothing. And I don't know, I've said it before, but I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie I'm About It with Master P back in the 90s. That was a hood classic. Detective Brian in this show reminds me of that cop Friendly that was in the movie I'm About It. But Twan gets murdered, and when it gets back to Henry, she has a temper tantrum and shoots up in the air, channeling her anger. And Brian gives her all the information, you know, that he knows on Terry, because he knows a lot about the Flannery family. He knew he was the coach. She was the little league coach. He was really close to Meech. He used to do stuff for Meech. So, you know, who's better to give the inside information better than Brian? So, you know, that's one up for her right there. And that was one of the reasons why CPS got called to LaWanda's house. Meanwhile, look where Wanda is even staying at anyway, even though she's a good mother and they're not abusing Terry and he's okay. But look where she's staying and where this bitch Markeisha is staying at. Markeisha is staying somewhere Terry can't even stay at. And I'm just like, every time I see Markeisha, and then I see Terry, and then I see LaWanda, I just think Terry is the biggest simp in the whole Green Light Gang universe. Out of all of the powers, don't nobody out simp Terry. So LaWanda goes off because she automatically assumes that Markeisha called CPS, but it didn't really come out who did it, but of course it was Henry because she got all the intel from Brian, and we know how Brian was asking LaWanda questions. He knew everything about LaWanda last season, so of course that's who called CPS. They plan, you know, the dirty game. So of course, soon as she goes off mentioning this Markeisha, Terry the simp go, Markeisha wouldn't do anything like that. So it goes back to the A, and we go to the Jack the Rapper convention, the family affair, and it is jumping. I mean, jumping in there straight Atlanta style. And, you know, they even show real footage of the history of the convention, from the gospel to the R&B to how hip hop took it over. And we see Lil Baby. He's officially a part of the crew now. He's walking around, got Meech and all the rest of them, Duffy. And Papa Charles shows up. He shows up to the event. He'd been shopping. He, you know, his whole vibe has changed and he is feeling himself. But, you know, he's like, you know, he's happy to be there, but, you know, Meech has to let him know, like, you see, it ain't really the same. Like, you know, how when you wanted to go back in the day, it's more, you know, hip hop now. So Charles, he's still gonna have him a good time. He looking fly. He looking like he a part of the BMF and ready to enjoy himself. Meech trying to get him to leave because of the ongoing beef with the MKs and the Glock and all of them. And, Papa Charles ain't trying to hear it with his new outfit. He there to have him a good time. So we go back to Detroit, and Terry goes to his new house where he can't walk into to ask Markeisha, did she call CPS on his baby mother who was pregnant with his second child? And this scene was even more infuriating when you see where the hell Markeisha is staying and LaWanda is staying in the two different living conditions. Just the biggest simp of the world. But she tells him that it wasn't her and she is there to help him, and how dare him ask her, would she do something like that? She would never do anything like that because of how they can do stuff to our people. I can't stand her. But she ends up telling him that and pulls his simp ass right back on in. So, Lord, this girl get on my, her character get on my nerves. And I remember my friend, he was asking me, did I watch the spinoff that Vivica Fox and Judge Mathis did of the real Tanessa Welch story? It was more like a Lifetime-ish movie about her life, you know, the first lady of BMF. And I was like, hell no, I didn't watch that stuff. But it go into the next scene after Terry gets done simping, and we go back to the A. And this part was annoying. Because we get the fake Tupac. Now, here's the thing. Y'all know I don't play about Pac. I love Pac. He was the GOAT of the GOAT of the GOAT. That's my favorite of all time. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't doubt that Pac and Meech might have crossed paths back in the day, because Pac was definitely in the A. Heavy. Especially around 93, 94-ish, before he went to prison. Pac was always in the A. He was always with MC Breed. He was always with Andre Rison. Also, he had cousins down there, because that's where his Aunt Gloria sons live. And he did a lot in Atlanta. He did a lot of music down here. Atlanta was his second home. So he was always in the A in the early 90s. So Meech was down here doing his thing. So they probably did cross paths, especially like at the Freaknik and stuff. But the timeline was all off. And the timeline was all off. He didn't have no type of Tupac demeanor, and it was just cringy. He got to talking about, yeah, you America's Most Wanted, for real, and I'm like, America's Most Wanted came out in, what, 95? Pac went down in Atlanta. I don't know, just the timeline was just completely off, and I wasn't getting Pac out of that, so that was something else that kind of annoyed me in this episode. But yeah, we got a Pop cameo. And Meech also ends up meeting some dudes down there from St. Louis who were some hustlers, where he can get a pipeline going through there, which we know eventually he really does get the moving heavy stuff in St. Louis. But I want to say that was more of Terry's domain down in St. Louis, because, you know, eventually they did split up BMF to where it became BMF and 213. Terry ran 213. Meech ran BMF. But I want to say, I think Terry was the one down in St. Louis the most, because a lot of shit had went down when they had all got indicted with the whole St. Louis thing. So we know eventually we will start seeing that more in the show, the St. Louis takeover as well. So we go back to Detroit, and Mama Lucille goes on a date with Doc, and she is all smiles, like she has officially got her groove back. She's smiling like a teenager. This is her first fling, her first, you know, love. They talking about back in the day when they used to go on dates in the park, and we see he done went out his way to go get some popcorn from a business that is no longer in business and wrote her this big check. And this is something she don't get from Papa Charles. So, you know, Lucille, she's happy. Now we go back to the event, and Glock, the leader of the MKs, this is our first time really seeing him. He approaches Charles like he's connected in the music business and not the leader of the MKs, you know, approaching him, talking to him. And Charles don't know what the hell going on. He all happy. He thinking he didn't really met somebody. So we end up going back to Detroit, and Terry finds out that Brian is working with Henry. So he already know, like, damn, she already taking my soldiers. Now she got Bryant, one of the dirty cops in Detroit who already hate us. So he know it's not good. Go back to the A, and Charles walks in. He walks over there where Meech and his crew was at, and he got Glock with him. And, you know, at first, he like, look who I met, y'all. He with so-and-so records. And little homegirl like, Meech, look at that, what he got on. That's some voodoo stuff. That's an MK. So they have words, and it goes down, and, you know, the family affair turned into a real family affair, because, you know, they got throwing bows, and even old Charles got a punch in. And of course they had to show Pac fighting towards the end too. Then we see the Red Dogs coming in, busting in, breaking shit up, and putting some police brutality in the mix as well. So I really did enjoy Charles getting a punch in, though. And I would say that's what made this episode even more solid for me. Charles and Meech relationship, that seeing that father and son dynamic, I really enjoyed that out of this episode. But it goes back to Detroit, and Terry takes Markeisha to his new spot, where I'm guessing he was going to let LaWanda stay, you know, just in case CPS comes back and they have an ongoing investigation. And, you know, his tender dick ass was about to get wet until Mama Lucille showed up, putting her Markeisha annoying ass out. So I'm like, Terry, this your new crib. I'm guessing where you about to have your baby mama stay, that you just sweet talked into giving you a second chance. And you done brought this old hoe over there, and you about to sleep with her at the same place you bringing LaWanda. You foul, bruh. You foul. You foul on so many levels. So Mama Lucille, she won playing. And I loved every minute of it. She lets him know he needs to get that cougar. He needs to get that cougar the fuck on down, get out of her nose, and take care of his actual real family. And he hearing her, but he ain't hearing her. So we go into the next scene. And soon as they showed this scene, I had to laugh. I bust out laughing watching Charles drive the Benz with Meech on the passenger side, looking like he was a real part of the BMF, for real, for real. Like, I just love that scene with them in the car. I loved it, how it was shot. And, you know, he ends up giving Meech a piece of his mind and, you know, asked him, like, to come back to Detroit. But Meech, like, you know, I can't leave. He's still chasing his dreams and he want more. And he's seeing what Charles had to sacrifice. But he don't want to do that. And, you know, Charles listens. He doesn't overreact. And he ends up giving in and signing for the house. So I liked that. I did like that. And we go into the next scene. We get another Henry scene with her getting her freak on with some white girl. She was about to stab because this time it wasn't about the plug. It was about she wasn't about to go suck off her homeboy cousin who was stuffing, you know, his nose with the other white girl because he's upset about they homeboy Twine getting killed. And she declares payback on Terry. So we know it's going to be wartime even more. And then we get another scene. We see Greeny being a fake pimp, telling Angel that she's nothing without him and putting her down. And he gets dragged out of the car and they whooped his ass because he was the one who told the MKs where that Meech was looking for his plug. And we found out that, you know, he works for Glock too, or at least Glock run him too. So Angel ends up dipping out with Meech and going back to his spot, where he gives her the woman's worth speech niggas give. And Greeny is pissed. Greeny is pissed. So we already know we got to watch out for Greeny. Charles comes home. He's dancing in the house, happy to see Lucille. Got her Clark sister album. And she is not happy to see him. She tells him she is going to bed and lets him know about CPS. But when she goes upstairs, he ends up finding the check that Doc wrote her for her church fundraiser. Now, we can see that Brian goes to see poor Kevin, who looks like he's having a tough time in there. And when he leaves, he runs into Terry, who tries to get him, you know, over to the BMF side. And the answer is hell nah. And I'm not talking about the real Terry and the real Big Meech, but in this show, can we all agree? We see why everybody rather worked for Meech than T, because T is unlikable. Okay. I mean, it was a very solid episode. The season is getting better. It's progressing. I just had a few complaints. The Markeisha character, she gets on my nerves. Like, I cannot stand her. And the Henry character, I don't know if it's based off a real person or not. I didn't see a chick that they were beefing with in any of the documentaries, but it could have been. But she comes off a little annoying, too. But she might grow on us. We'll see. But everything else was pretty solid. I am liking the growth in Atlanta, how they showing how, you know, Meech didn't just come down and just get it so easy, unifying everybody. We know eventually he is, but I do like on, you know, how they're showing the progression and, you know, his come up in the A. I do like how they're keeping Terry in Detroit. So we still are getting that Detroit as well. So I do like on how they're doing the two cities with the two brothers. But the whole Markeisha and Terry thing gets on my nerves. And I feel bad for LaWanda. And I do love how they show the parents' relationship. So the show is still solid. Just, you know, a few complaints. I wasn't feeling the Tupac cameo. And I had already said it before season 3 premiered that I just was not excited when they announced all of the celebrity cameos in this series with the, you know, Neo's doing a good job, but with everybody else, it's just like, you know, it's so many actors out here, you know. Sometimes when you put too many celebrities in something, it just overpowers the show or waters it down. And with the BMF story, that this story, it's already a really great story. So, you know, we're going to keep supporting it regardless. But this episode was solid. What I liked about it most was seeing the Charles and Meech bond. But yeah, solid episode. Very, very solid episode. I am going to play the trailer for next week's episode. It is called The Return of the Prodigal Son.
To lose, and everything's a game.
So next week looks like it's going to be all back in Detroit, because Meech will be back in Detroit. So I cannot wait for episode 4. All right, y'all. So I do have a sleeper for you guys. And because they irritated me so much with that Tupac cameo, I got to play a sleeper in my Joe Budden style, the GOAT, Tupac Shakur. And this is off the Me Against the World album, Temptations.
Yo, Mo B, man. You know what's happening.
I'm gonna hold you.
All right, y'all, that was that Tupac Shakur, Temptations, off that Me Against the World album. The GOATs. So I do hope you guys enjoyed this recap. Let me know what you think. I will be back on next week for episode 4's recap. And this weekend, I also have Tale of the Park Hill Crew, the reading of chapter 8. That will be out sometime Sunday evening. So make sure you tap into that. Please make sure you guys are tapping into the Tale of the Park Hill Crew readings. Please, 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 please. Now, if I don't beg for nothing, I'm going to beg for your support on that. I put my life, my blood, sweat, and tears into this book. This is only volume 1. So please share, 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 and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. The link to purchase the book is in the description box. It's available in ebook and paperback. Also, the readings is every Sunday, and I have music. I have more music coming, and the music is by Savage Life. Shout out to Savage Life. So on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I just want to tell you guys to have a beautiful and safe weekend. Protect your energy. Stay away from anybody who is an enemy to your energy, and just never give up. Keep striving, keep going for your goals, because the sky is the limit. So sending love, peace, high energy, high vibrations, great vibes, and just love and peace, and just telling you guys to protect your energy and stay prayed up. And if you need to get in touch with me, the links are below. You can inbox, DM, or email me any request or any thing you got going on. If you need promotion, if you just need advice, if you need me to just shout something out, that's free of charge. I love whom loves me. Even if you just want to say what's up, that's cool too. And you can always leave a comment under Spotify and let me know what you thought about the episode or anything else. So on that note, it's your girl Shanice, and I'm out.
Hope you enjoyed the show with your girl Shanice. You know, man.